Welcome to season two of NSQ. I'm Priscilla Britton, graduate of Brixton Finishing School, the creators of the Adcademy, an online course from industry experts for untapped talent. This season, you'll hear from even more of the people behind the creative industry's best work. And if there's a question you want answered but wouldn't ask, send it to us on socials at Brixton F School so I can get you the answers you want. This episode, we are joined by two guests from KFC. Esther, a junior brand manager with 4.5 years experience at KFC. She worked in restaurant as an area general manager before joining the marketing team in head office. And Callum, a social media assistant who graduated in graphic design and freelance before accepting a permanent role at KFC. Both of our guests will share their experiences applying for positions, share top tips for applicants, and what they do in their current roles. KFC have been really gracious in offering full-time roles to BFS graduates, and they did that for the first time in 2020 amidst a pandemic. And it was a real lifeline during that time, which saw hiring freezes, cuts, and over applications to entry-level roles. Now, the BFS process has been key in getting people these roles. Callum, my question for you is, how is non-traditional recruitment an opportunity for young people to realise their potential?
BFS, they see you as an individual, as a person. They want to help you grow. Whereas traditional ways, you're just seen as like a tally on a piece of paper. You're just another number to them. They just want to get everyone in, out. BFS, they just want to help everyone.
How was your application process?
So I think someone shared BFS on Instagram. I think they'd done it before or they were applied online. And then I went through the induction calls, So then we were like put in a group and you could do like a brief project. And then, just got on from that.
So what was the process of applying for the KFC position?
They pitched us the task of coming up with like a campaign to advertise their clothing and their merch. So I remember when KFC obviously did a project with us during BFS, like being one of the ones that was like, oh, that was actually one of my favorites. Cause like in terms of being creative, the brief and I guess the audience, it was the one that I felt most connected to.
Esther, could you share what the background was to your transition from an assistant general manager into marketing?
As part of the scheme I was on, it was a 3-year grad scheme and it was supposed to be roughly 1 year doing your restaurant training and then you'd move into what we call the RSC, so the Restaurant Support Centre, which is essentially the head office. And it was quite fluid as a scheme, so it was kind of just like when like an entry level position comes up, that's when you'll move into the office and you know it's likely that it could be in a number of different departments. I basically, as part of the kind of first year of being in restaurant, had lots of opportunities to go to the office and just talk to different people in different departments. And ultimately just, I knew that I wanted to work in the marketing team, right? So, you know, met all the people and was just like, this team is honestly stellar, like world-class. I had always had an interest in marketing as well. So I think it's the right balance of like commercial and creative, which I think was, just a route that I was quite keen to pursue. So, I mean, the transition itself, basically had a great conversation with like a coaching call, essentially, with I think a senior brand manager at the time. And yeah, we just had a really lovely, like honest and open chat. She was kind of, as part of her leadership development, she was mentoring people that were in restaurants. So I just happened to be the person that she picked up the phone to, and we just had a great chat about, you know, my career ambitions and like my next steps. And I basically said, I really want to get into marketing. And she was like, well, let's make it happen. And she was the one that kind of went away and organized a bit of like work experience day with me to come in, meet the team and basically sit in on meetings, and kind of went from there really. So yeah, I think I was just very open and honest with the people that had influence in my journey, kind of at the very beginning, to be like, my passion is for marketing and that is where I want to end up. So KFC were just so supportive in making it happen. They were like, you might have to wait a little bit longer for that role to come up for you that's going to be like the right fit, which is why I ended up staying in restaurant for those extra 3 months. but the wait was so worth it.
In 2021, over 527,000 undergraduate degrees were awarded in the UK. Yet the majority of young people aged 22 to 29 are non-grads. How does higher education provide a pathway to employment? And how do entry-level schemes empower young people to fulfil their potential when limited to graduate applicants?
I know people that have gone to uni and I know people that haven't. You can find your own path. Being totally honest, the easier route probably is going to university. Mm-hmm. It just like lays out the steps that you need to go through mm-hmm. in like a more clear way. Mm-hmm. Like I could see kind of a path to a career more easily that way. That's not to say by not going to university, you can't still get a career. Like it just might be that the path is a little bit more convoluted to get there, or it, like, it's not as straightforward maybe. I got like a generic humanities degree in anthropology, which was super interesting, but not vocational. Like it was learning about people and cultures. I was like, hopefully this is a broad enough social-based degree that can transfer across to lots of different careers. But ultimately, I didn't know anything about marketing, like the field that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. So whilst having the degree helped me get a graduate scheme, mm-hmm. I was none the wiser in terms of actually knowing how to do a job in marketing. So going through all of that training and learning on the job and stuff, it's taken 4 years really for me to get to a place where I'm like, okay, I actually know how to do marketing now.
I think it leans into that statistic about people who are going versus who aren't. And actually yeah. more people aren't going to university, the path isn't as clear. And should that be the case? And I think it invites that conversation, which KFC have then already responded to mm-hmm. in that move from like grad to apprenticeship programs. So graduate or not, both paths require supplementary learning. It's your choice whether further study means a university education or learning on the job. Either way, BFS and KFC have vocational programs available to you. Some listeners will be considering whether they want to work agency or client side. So this next question is to understand the dynamic of that relationship. So from a client point of view, could you describe the agency-client relationship and the main differences in their responsibilities?
I think the dynamic is really interesting between client and agency, because at the end of the day, the client is paying the agency, but in return, we're getting world-class creative. So there is a dynamic there, but I think it is on equal footing and the client knows their business and they know like the priorities and the strategy, like that's what they set. But the agency has the talent and the ear to the ground on what is the right creative or the right campaign for your business. So in terms of like responsibilities, both for my mind need to be brand guardians, both need to be working for the same brand and not necessarily working for the client, they are working for the brand, like they should protect the brand as much as we protect the brand and everything we do and like have that lens as well. Where partnerships have really flourished between like clients and agencies is when agencies have really like made the effort to learn how the business works, and that just comes with like experience, I guess. The more time you have working on that account, the more you know how the business operates and restaurant realities and all of these extra factors like ops complexities of product launches. These all impact how we communicate and create campaigns. But that's kind of how I view the relationship as a partnership.
KFC is a brand that a lot of people would really be proud to work for. But anybody who is interested in joining the organization, do you have any top tips?
I guess top tips for coming straight into the business would be like get an understanding of how like QSR is operating, like understand who our competitors are. Like obviously we've got McDonald's, they are the biggest QSR brand and we are very much the challenger brand to McDonald's. So understanding what they're up to helps us, I think, in our position as kind of the second biggest QSR player. So yeah, understanding the competitors, but also thinking more broadly as well. So not just quick service restaurants, but full service restaurants, coffee shops, like the wider out of home market more generally, have the more kind of open-mindedness to be like, I might not know what I'm doing, but like, I'm sure as hell capable of figuring it out and like asking the right questions. That's more of a growth mindset. And you're going to go so much further if you have that mindset as well. So yeah, I think that, yeah, like you say, fearless mentality and like, yeah, a growth mindset is absolutely crucial. But also I think we also have this another term that we talk about around failing fast. So almost like it's okay for things to not work out, but also don't dwell on it either. So it's just like, fail fast, bank the learnings, move on. And I think that's also quite key, especially in your early days of your career, because you could quite easily kind of get wrapped up in the detail of like what went wrong, you know, overanalyze it. And sometimes it's just, okay, this didn't work out. It's totally fine. We know what to do next time. Let's go do it.
I would say just to not get disheartened, I spent a good few years trying to get into industry, got a lot of rejection emails and letters. Just reminding yourself that that doesn't define who you are. Just because you've been rejected doesn't mean you're not good enough. It just means you haven't found the right place yet. And I think it's just constantly telling yourself and like not getting down. Because I think that was the main problem I had, was kind of keeping my motivation up.
Thanks for listening to season 2 of NSQ, No Stupid Questions, a podcast brought to you by the Ad Academy, a new online course from industry experts for untapped talent to help you understand how the creative industries work. Also, new news, on the Friday following the episode release, which usually drops on a Thursday, our guests will take over the Brixton F School Twitter account to share the gems that didn't make the episode. So check it out. And always remember, success isn't always getting it right. It's learning.